In this webinar, we're going to add another to the attraction frameworks to help you understand how to look at marketing strategy, how to make it work for you. So what we're going to look at today is the language of client attraction. In a previous webinar, we've looked at the language of attraction between human beings and how they work towards one another. In this case, we're going to take that concept or that series of concepts and work on client attraction and what language is involved in that. Now, we're going to use the baseball diamond again, if you remember the baseball game, and we're going to sketch the right-hand side of the baseball pitch. That's home, first and second base, and if you remember, that side of the baseball pitch is all to do with marketing strategy. So that's what we're going to focus on today. What's really intriguing is this. You and I are going to attract clients towards our businesses, and clearly what we have to do is to start with strangers. So that's exactly the same point, if you like, as we started when we were developing ordinary loving relationships. Now, we take the stranger and we try and attract their attention. So marketing has initially to do with catching the focused attention of a complete stranger. And there are ways of doing that. And the question here is, do they hear you speaking to them and only them? And we'll pick that up when we start talking about a concept called positioning. Do they hear you talking to them and only them as you try and catch their attention? Once you've caught someone's attention, well, you need to make them aware of what your business does and whether it's at all relevant to them. So have they become aware of you, your business and your service? You've caught their attention. Now, are they really aware of you and why they should even bother to continue listening to you in any shape or form? Are they aware of you? The next step is they become aware of you and they then decide whether or not they're interested in being further aware of you. Is what you're saying, has what you've got to say of any relevance or interest to them, is the next question in their mind. And you have to capture that interest. You mustn't assume that because you've caught their attention that they're automatically interested in what you've got to say. So now they want to know more. They're aware of you, you've obviously caught their attention, and they're kind of interested in what you have to say, and they want to know more about you. So what are you going to do about that? In marketing, you can't assume just because they're interested, they're going to jump straight into doing business with you and fall madly in love with you, and your service and the relationship blossoms from there. It doesn't work like that. Whilst they're interested, they may not want to take any actions or steps towards you. So what you need to keep doing is informing them in order that they can become even further interested in what you've got to offer and hope that it becomes even more relevant to them, their lives, their problems, their desires, their pains, frustrations, their aspirations. Keep them informed so that they can continue being persuaded long before they ever meet with you. You know, this is of interest and relevant to my life. So keep them informed is an essential part of marketing strategy. Now, after that, we need to help them become familiar with our style, our culture, our way of talking, our way of doing things. Are they familiar with you yet? Do they recognize you from the crowd of competition that surrounds you and them? That's essential, that not only do they become informed, but they feel familiar and comfortable with you. After that, you need to move them from being familiar to being trusting of you. I understand what you stand for. I'm interested in you. You've given me lots of information. I've become even more familiar with you, your business, the type of service you run. Do I trust myself in your hands, is the next feeling going on in their heart and mind. Do I trust myself with you? If I do, I might then desire to do something about moving towards a more close working relationship. In personal terms, that's loving relationship. In this terms, it's working relationship. So if you get them to the point of desire, they then want to explore working together. And that's when the first meeting happens, or that's when you hit first base. So let's just quickly review that. the steps in moving from home to first base, wanting to know more about you, and from first base to second base, wanting to explore working together with you, and therefore having a meeting with you, demands that you move them emotionally through all of these stranger, attention, aware, interest, informed, familiar, trusting and desire stages. Exactly the same stages, you'll notice, as in a normal human relationship moving from stranger to desire. You need to be able to make all of these steps happen step by step, gradually and patiently. Otherwise, the game of marketing will elude you and you will end up fighting individual sales battles over here, whilst your competition will grab the best quality of the market and the greatest quantity of the market for themselves, leaving you with the scraps over here on the left-hand side. This then is the language of client attraction, and you really need to learn how to make each of those steps happen. Clearly, in the attraction pillar, my responsibility and objective is to teach you how you do that.